الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day we are born, each and every one of us, we are engaged in a, call it a conflict or a battle. However, this is one conflict and battle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predetermined, that there is no human being that is going to be successful. If it was possible for anyone to be successful in this conflict, then like the poet puts it, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. That if this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to be victorious in this conflict against time, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been given a life of eternity. But Allah Ta'ala directly addresses His beloved in the Quran. Innaka. This is direct mode of address. Innaka, verily you, my beloved, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. Hum dunya mein jeene ke liye nahi aaye, hum marne ke liye aaye. No one has come in this world to live. Look around us. 100 years ago, was any one of us here? 100 years from now, will anyone be here? This is the sunnat of this dunya, that Allah who created it before creating it. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Allah announces, we will obliterate and destroy everything in existence. This world is temporary. It is a passing phase. Allah Ta'ala draws our attention to this in many, many places in the Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلْ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, it is Allah who has made the sun ضِيَا, a shining lantern, وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, and the moon a source of nur and light, وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلُ, and then Allah speaks of the movement of the sun and the movement of the moon, and what is behind it? لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, so that you are able to map out and you are able to count the movement of the days and the weeks and the months and the years of this world. Time is that valuable and precious commodity that ironically, unfortunately, majority of us are totally oblivious of its value. We know rands and dollars and gold and silver and diamonds. We know the value of worldly investments. We know the value, in fact, they say, what is human instinct? Human instinct is to preserve, protect, and conceal something that is precious. If you've got some jewelry kept in your house, you don't leave it lying around. Anybody's house. The most secure place is where you will keep that which is the most precious. Why? Instinctively, Allah has designed us like that. You will protect and preserve that which is precious and valuable. from morning till now, ask ourselves this question: how many times did we look into that cell phone? In the last short passage of time, how many media groups we were on? How many unnecessary messages we were sending? Walk into a Muslim home, Allah forgive us, today what's the first thing you see? That plasma screen. Some places they got curved plasma screen. High definition resolution, millions of pixels. Sometimes till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, what is the ummah doing? We hear about it. World Cup, soccer, cricket, tournaments upon tournaments. You will see people looking at frivolous, useless novels, hours and hours in front of the shaitan box. What is all this indicative of? Put a notice outside or in this masjid that, listen, there's a thief outside. There's a possibility you're going to get robbed. Somebody is going to loot you. You'll make sure your cell phone is protected. You'll make sure your wallet is protected. Your watch is protected. You'll be careful. When you go out, you'll be looking left and right. Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, the greatest thief of time, this cell phone, that shaitan box, unnecessary activities. Hours and hours are being wasted and looted. And we are totally, completely oblivious. Main waqt ko guzar raha hu. I am passing the time as if this time has no value. I am breathing in and out. Look at the system Allah has put into place. Human beings, subconsciously, you breathe in and out 20,000 times a day. You don't have to take my word for it. One day you must count. But don't waste your time counting. Say subhanallah each time. 20,000 times you are breathing in and out. What are you doing? You are taking in oxygen. In this atmosphere, Allah has put a system in place. 21% oxygen, which is conducive to our respiratory system. 8 billion insan. Every day, average human being breathes in 8,000 liters of oxygen. 8 billion insan, do the maths. 56 billion liters of oxygen is extracted from the atmosphere every day, yet it still remains 21%. And that's not an accident. If it had to go up to 22 or 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up to 25%, then besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Allah has put into place, not my intention now to go into a scientific lesson, but Allah has put into place this beautiful system, externally, internally also. Just now was Bakri Eid. We slaughter the sheep, many of us, sheep and goats. If you look at the lungs of a sheep and a goat and look at human lungs, it's very similar. Just a piece of flesh. About a human lung is about 1.3 kilogram in weight. The right lung is larger than the left lung. In reality, what is that piece of flesh? 300 to 500 million air sacs. If the lung of one human being had to be opened up, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. This heart is pumping blood, 24 trillion blood cells through your circulatory system, which is more than three times the circumference of the earth. 92,000 kilometers long is the circulatory system. This heart is pumping blood, 3 to 5,000 trips every day it is making. What is happening? The blood is being carried to your lungs. 50 billion tubes are transporting this blood. Where did this intelligence come from? Where did this know-how come from? Where did this knowledge come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Did your grandfather tell you? Did your great-grandfather, the Darwin, that fool who lived from 1809 to 1883, who when it was left to insan and they took Allah and His Rasulullah SAW out of the equation, they arrived at the conclusion that my great-grandfather was some monkey? Did he tell you? Such a system Allah put into place. How many balances and counterbalances, so that each time you breathe in and out, that ah, that sigh, that breath is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. Inna lihadha al-khalqi khaliq, there is a creator behind this. All this is not by chance. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثَا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Allah says, we put all this into place just for some game and some amusement. You are not going to return back to Allah. This time, this tick, 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 tick of the clock, this incessant, inexorable, unstoppable motion, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ Day is entering night, night is entering day, day is followed by night, night is followed by day. Day is wrapped up by night. Night is wrapped up by day. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ 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 Allah says, in the rising and setting of the sun, in the waxing and waning of the moon, in the sequence of day following night, night following day, are signs. These are wake-up calls. You are healthy today, are you going to remain healthy? You are young today, are you remaining young? You are strong today, is the strength remaining? Look around you. Coming into this world, there was a sequence. The grandfather came first, then the father, then the son. Departing this world, is that sequence maintained? Or how many grandfathers there are that are lifting the janazah of their grandsons? Are only the old dying? Are the young not dying? Are only the poor dying? Are the rich not dying? Are only the retired dying? Are the busy not dying? This movement of time, this is a wake-up call. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath on time, aspects of time? Allah doesn't need to take qasam. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا No one is more truthful than Allah. Allah doesn't need to take qasam, but because this is such a slippery slope, because ironically majority of insan won't value, won't understand the value of time, because this is one vessel that Allah has created in such a way. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, what happens? It goes front. Sit in a ship, energy goes front. Aeroplane moves forward. The problem facing you and I, my respected brothers, majority of us are thinking that time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is that creation of Allah, that as it moves, it's receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Hasan Basri rahimullah describes it like this. He says, Al-mautu ma'qudun minawasikum wa dunya tutwa miwara'ikum. He says, mort and death, the final point, has caught you by your forelocks. And this life, this time, tutwa miwara'ikum, is being wrapped up behind you. Like I said, Allah takes qasam and oath, aspects of time, wal-fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ by the oath of the dawn, as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى by the oath of the night, as its darkness envelops. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرْ by the oath of the night, as it follows the day. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى by the oath of the day, as it lights up. Not only وَالْعَصَرْ by the oath of time itself, not only aspects of time, but those portents or creation of Allah that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars, all these qasams and oaths. Why? Hame aur aapko agah karne ke liye, hame jinjorne ke liye, to shake us up, to wake us up, to conscientize you and I, that by, come out of this ghaflat, rands, dollars, pounds, gold, silver, diamond, that is not the only precious thing. Jobs, investment opportunities in this world, you carry on if you lose one as if Qiyamah came. But understand, you lose a job, tomorrow you get another job. Lose out on some investment, tomorrow another chance will come. Your excess wealth, find a safety deposit box. Find a bank vault, or if you want to be more inventive, hide it in the sofa. But which safety deposit box and which bank vault are you going to use to lock up time? This tick, tick, tick of the clock. This inexorable, incessant motion which Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, will you not observe? Will you not take heed and lesson from what? From the movement of day and night. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ. Every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ. Every distant thing. Seems the child was born yesterday. Father was thinking, mother was thinking, imagining, the day my son will get married, my daughter will get married, I'll hand the key of my business over to my son. How quickly does the time not pass? And the bewafai disloyalty of this world, how often that elderly father was dreaming of the day he's going to give the keys to his business to his son. The same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back. The disloyalty of this world, yuqarribani kulla ba'id, every distant thing is brought near. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. This tick, tick, tick of the clock, and what is happening? يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. Every promise of Allah will be made a reality. What promise? The absolute certainty, yaqeen, that which Allah calls. What promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. Know and understand, there is a promised time and day. Right down to the millisecond it has been recorded before you came into this dunya. The time of my and your mort and departure from this world. And when that time comes, la tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun, not 1 second's extension will be given to anyone. Yatiyani bi kulli maw'ud, a time of departure. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, you think it is very far away. Why? Because nafs is fooling you. The nasha and intoxication of the glitter and glamour and lights, fancy 5-star holidays, big, big hotels, investment opportunities of this dunya is like a nasha, is like an intoxication that is polluting the mentality of insan. Shaitan on the one side, this batil propaganda machinery, gena mama, gena baba, paisa, paisa, paisa from every direction has put you and I, illa mashallah, humanity, put us into this cauldron of deception. And what is that deception? That we have some sort of extension in this world. Yet no guarantee. What is the guarantee? Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ausini ya Rasulullah. Give me advice. It's not an old man that's asking, it's a youngster. What does my Nabi tell him? Ud nafsaka min ahlil qubur. He said, oh youngster, oh my Sahabi, count yourself as if you are already in the grave. One alim gives karguzar, he says, recently there was a janazah. I stood in front of the janazah and I addressed the people that were around. I said, I want you people, I'm giving you an example, postulate in your mind. If this mayyit is told, if this mayyit is told that, listen, We are giving you 24 hours extension. You're going to wake up now for 24 more hours. What do you think he's going to do? Where will he spend that 24 hours? In the masjid, in dua, in ibadat, in tawbah, in istighfar, in turning to Allah. All those niyats that he made. I'm going to go 40 days, 4 months, do ijtima, do this, do that. I'm going to build a masjid, I'm going to whatever. All the good niyats he had for the future that he kept on delaying and delaying. In that 24 hours, he's going to start everything. I wasn't talking to my brother, I was fighting with someone. I'll repair that relationship, I'll make that person maaf, I'll do this, I'll do that. There'll be a whole list, we know the answers. And then he said beautifully, and yeah, this is something that we should take to heart, take it seriously. This is not something light. He said, I'm addressing every one of you and I'm guaranteeing you that this man is not getting 24 hours. He's not even going to get one more minute. But every one of you here, every one of you here, Allah has given you an extension. Allah has given you an opportunity. Allah has given you one more chance. Muharram has come. New year has come. The culture of Islam is the milestones by which the movement of time is measured, recognized, acknowledged. These are not like batil, a cause for celebration. 31st December, like pagals, what happens? Even Muslims, unfortunately, busting firecrackers, parties. I remember the other day I visited someone relative. He said, I just came back from a party. I said, what party? He said, birthday party. I said, how old was the person? He said, 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on the cake. And nowadays with the type of activities people get involved with, vaping and smoking and whatever, you don't like to talk about it, the respiratory system becomes such that a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow the 60 candles, it's doubtful whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out first. But still we are celebrating. Fudail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, meets one person, kamata alaykum in umrik. He said, my brother, how old are you? The man says, sittuna sana, I'm 60 years of age. He says, منذ ستين سنة تصير إلى ربك يشك أن تصل. He said, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, 60 years, how many days, how many nights, how many weeks, how many months, how many hallmarks, how many reminders of Allah have come to you? How many of your relatives have died in front of you? How many janazas have you seen? How many times have you visited the graveyard? How much sickness you've seen? How much of decline you've seen? How much of loss you've seen? How many reminders came from Allah? Moth is coming, moth is coming, moth is coming. 60 years. As you are on a journey, you don't think the time to reach your destination has come near? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? My Nabi promised Jannah to who? He said that person in his ummah who will remind himself of maut. He said, one hadith it comes, 25 times a day my Nabi exhorted us, Allahumma barik lana fil maut, wa fima badal maut. He taught us this dua. He said, say it 25 times a day. What is the dua? Oh Allah, bless me in maut and after death. What is behind it? Be conscious of your maut. I'm running out of time. I'm going to terminate on one incident. I was given till 12:35, I'll try and finish it in 4 minutes, very, very briefly. Great sabak and lesson, one of the biggest traps of shaitan. What is it? Ulama say sofa. Not English sofa, Arabic sofa. Sofa. In other words, you've got a chance, delay, delay, delay. Like sometimes for Fajr namaz, mashallah, this masjid, they have it very early. You set the alarm clock. What happens? Even in that deep sleep, when the alarm clock rings, shaitan whispers in your ear, there is a snooze button. What? Delay. Press the snooze button. Friday, today, Imam Sahib will read long. So I got few more minutes. Even in that deep sleep, he's worked out all that. Press that button. Rings again, press it again. What happens eventually? Eventually lose out. So far, delay. Abdullah bin Wabisa Absi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says it was the plains of Mina. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sharing the camel with Zayd bin Haritha. Tribe to tribe, person to person. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He came across the Banu Abs tribe. In that tribe, there was one person, his name was Maysara bin Masruq Absi. Became very, very affected by the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told his people, there is such nur and light in what this man is inviting towards. I take an oath on Allah, the nur of his way will light up the whole world. Let us quickly accept his da'wat. Become his followers. Allah will use us. What do they say to him? We came for Hajj, days of Jahiliyyah. We came for Hajj. Why accept him now? There's still time. We'll think about it. Sofa, delay, delay. Maysara wasn't convinced. He begged these people, accept this da'wat. They didn't listen. They said, we'll see next year. Now when they are returning after Hajj, he says to them, Milu bina ila Fidak. We are going to pass one area called Fidak. They are Jews. They have received scriptures. Let us ask them about this person. So they approach the Jews of Fidak. They say, we met someone who said that he is the last prophet. These people, they bring their scriptures and they show these Arabs from the Banu Abs tribe their scriptures describing the last prophet. What is the description? يَجْتَزِئُ بِالْكِسْرَى. He will confine himself in little. In other words, he will be very, very simple. لَيْسَ بِالْتَوِيلِ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ. He won't be very tall. He won't be very short. لَا بِالْجَادِ وَلَا بِسَاتِ. His hair won't be very curly. Nor will it be straight. It will be between the two. مُشَرَّبُ اللَّونِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ حُمْرَى. He will have a luminous expression. He will have a luminous face and body. There will be a tinge of redness in it. In his eyes there will be red lines. In other words, I'm cutting it short. Allah tells us, this is Quran, when it comes to the Jews, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognize their own children. It was their stubbornness that they didn't accept. Or they were upset that he didn't come from amongst the Jews, he was from amongst the Arabs. Out of jealousy, that's a separate issue. But this description, Maysara says to his people, this is exactly the person we saw. It comes in that description, Yarkabul Jamal, he'll come to you riding a camel. He says, what more do you want? Let us go back. They said, listen, Shaitan came so far. No, you got time. We're going back home, now we'll see you next year. Next year became the next, then the next. 19 years later. In the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maysara comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accept Islam. My Nabi remembers everything of the first encounter. Maysara asks him, do you remember me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes. Then, the burning question. Maysara asks, قَدْ مَاتَ عَامَّةُ النَّفَرِ أَلَّذِي كَانُوا مَعِي. Ya Rasulullah, that whole group that was with me, that delayed, all of them have passed away. Where are they? My Nabi looks at him, كُلُّ مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Everyone who has died on kufr and shirk is in Jahannam forever and ever. Ulama say, أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ أَهْلُ التَّسْوِيفِ. Majority of the residents of hellfire will be those who delayed. Delay, delay. Don't fall into that trap. Muharram has come. New year has come. One more chance. One more opportunity Allah has given us. Let us repair our relationship with Allah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirna.